call the July 5th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart.
Is excused.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
Commissioner Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Excused.
Commissioner Fowler.
Excused as well, but we do have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just for everybody's information, local ordinance and procedural guidelines says that all actions of the Plan Commission must be by four affirmative votes. So it's going to be the mayor voting on everything, and we'll need unanimous consent. So, okay, with that, we move on to B1, approval of the meeting minutes from June 21st. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, Alderman, you wanted four first?
We'll pull an order. I'll just speak.
A resident.
Item C1 will be quick. Mr. Fuchs.
Public hearing notice?
Yes, please.
Notice is hereby given to the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conducted public hearing on Thursday, July 5th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Milwaukee County Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture for a special use to replace an existing deteriorated snowmobile bridge with an approximately 60-foot long by 12-foot wide bridge over Rhine Creek in Franklin Park. The bridge is located within the shoreline, floodway, and wetlands associated with Rhine Creek, located at the southeast quarter of the northwest quarter of U.S. Public Land Survey Section 29, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, City of Franklin, Wisconsin, within Franklin Park, property zone P1 Park District and FW Floodway District.
Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Only a little bit more to add. This is a special use. The UDO requires that bridges within the floodway require a special use, so that's why we're here. The applicant has asked that we don't take any action tonight, and staff agrees. They're still working on putting their materials together, so at the next meeting, this item would come back, and we should be ready to go at that meeting.
We don't anticipate any issues. This is pretty straightforward.
We identified some technical changes and issues we raised. I think they are making those changes. I'm not aware of any major concerns.
Is anyone here from the public to speak? Okay. I'm going to open the public hearing for this matter. Public hearing is now open. Any members of the public wishing to speak on this matter? Sir, please come forward. What's going to happen is we're going to hold this open. No?
No, I'm sorry.
Darn. Alderman Nelson.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, 6th District Alderman. Did get a few calls on this in support of it. We've got the rolling dice. We've got some other people that are, you know, into snowmobiling, and it's a popular thing. So I support the project. Real simple.
I'm surprised there isn't a dozen or so rolling dice guys here at the moment. But.
Right. And you're all rolling the dice.
Okay, we're going to hold this matter over. We need a motion. Motion to postpone and continue the subject matter and public hearing to the July 19th Plan Commission. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mayor votes aye. Move on to item C2, Hulquist Stone Office Showroom and Demolition. Mr. Fuchs, you have a public hearing notice.
Notice hereby given to the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 5th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Hulquist Stone Company, Inc. for an amendment to a special use permit to allow for demolition of the existing office showroom and construction of an approximately 4,207 square foot replacement office showroom, and to allow for changes to the outdoor landscaping showroom and off-street parking upon properties zoned B4, South 27th Street Mixed-Use Commercial District, South 27th Street Design Overlay District, FW Floodway District, and FC Floodplain Conservancy District, located at 2875 West Ryan Road.
This one's similar to the last one. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Yes. Again, the applicant's asking for no action to be taken tonight. Rather, this be at the next meeting. Similarly, they had wanted more time to prepare some changes to the plans. There were some site plan issues that we raised, and we wanted clarification if there were going to be any natural resource impacts or not. So they are working on that, and hopefully they will be here at the next plan commission.
I see some neighbors that have opinions, so I'm going to open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Okay, is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter and public hearing to the July 19th, 2018 Plan Commission?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mayor votes aye. Move on to item C3, a Root River Church space rental for worship and classrooms within the Forest Home Corporate Center. Mr. Fuchs. They're going to take that award back.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 5th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter. The matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Root River Church, Inc. for a special use to allow for rental of space on the first and second floor within Forest Home Corporate Center for weekly worship gatherings and children's classrooms with estimated time usage as follows: Mondays through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday evenings between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., Fridays two per month from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Saturdays between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., Sundays between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m., and additional hours in the future, evenings and weekends as needed for classes and social gatherings outside of the standard hours. For property located at 11311 West Forest Home Avenue, Zone M1, Limited Industrial District.
I notice the pastor is here. Did you bring any root beer floats with you?
You ran out.
Mr. Deedle.
This one is ready. We can have the public hearing if the Plan Commission wishes, can make a recommendation. Briefly, I would just mention, and the staff report does too, this may be familiar. Not too long ago, the city did approve a UDO text amendment to allow this use as a special use within the M1 zoning district. They did not ask for that special use approval at that time. That's why we're here today. Staff is recommending approval with only one suggestion about parking. Otherwise, it's pretty straightforward. It's an existing building. They're going to use approximately 12,000 square feet of the space. The parking suggestion is a parking analysis. The parking has periodically, not very frequently, but periodically been used. You know, more than half, maybe two-thirds of the parking has been used. Not very often. That's why it's only a suggestion. But if the church does grow over time, parking could be an issue. But because we have no definitive concerns at this time, it's only a suggestion. Otherwise, staff is recommending approval.
Okay. With that, I will open a public hearing on this matter. Is anyone wishing to speak on Root River Church? Anyone wishing to speak? Alderman Nelson.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road. Alderman, District 6. This is my district. We supported it big time in the last vote. Had an opportunity to go there, and I did check into this with the parking, and it needs some work, but I believe there's more than ample spots, but I'm glad you did point out that it hasn't had an issue with being over capacity. So I definitely support this and just wanted to give that on record and support it.
And we're hoping that they have a parking problem.
Right. And would they have to come back then?
Commissioner Hogan.
Would they have to come back then to get something changed?
Only if you made that suggestion or recommendation, and only if you added to that saying that they had to come back. Right now, we're just suggesting that the next time they need something, that's when they would have to do the parking analysis. But it's only a suggestion. So with all suggestions, you guys would have to make it a motion to add it to the resolution.
And your suggestion is that they do a parking study.
Yep, and not have to do it until they ask for something or need something from us and bring it at that time.
Okay. Can we put that in there?
Public hearing is still open.
Yeah.
Anyone else from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Commission, anyone else? Commissioner Haley? Relative to staff suggestion, I say let it lay.
Okay.
That would be my opinion. I'm just one vote here tonight, so. Okay, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow for a rental of a space within Forest Home Corporate Center for weekly worship gatherings and children classroom use upon a property located at 11311 West Forest Home Avenue?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mayor voted aye. You really ran out?
Yeah, actually we did.
Man.
Gave away 1,500 in the parade.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, good for you. Okay. Move on to item C4, Oakwood at Ryan's Creek Subdivision Road and Stormwater Management Pond within the 100-year flood. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice.
Notice is hereby given to the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin. Will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 5th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as a matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Newman Developments, Inc., for a special use to allow for a road and stormwater management pond within the 100-year floodplain per Federal Emergency Management Agency mapping. Section 15-3.0604 of the UDO allows roadways and water quality ponds as special uses in the FW Floodway Zoning District, which will require the following impacts: approximately 19,335 square feet of disturbance of wetland, wetland buffer, wetland setback, and floodplain for construction of the proposed South Creek View Court. Note that these natural resources overlap, and the special use approval is for the impacts to the floodplain only. The other natural resource impacts are subject to review under ordinance number 2016-2224, an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to add a footnote to Table 15-4.0100 to provide that all public, federal, state, county, and city-owned streets, sidewalks, and trails construction shall conditionally not be subject to the natural resource features protection standards following the review and approval of an application, therefore, by the Common Council. And approximately 12,634 square feet of impacts to wetland buffer, wetland setback, floodplain, and shoreline setback for the proposed public trail and stormwater management pond along the north side of the property. Again, these resources overlap, and the special use is for removal of the trail and pond impacts to the floodplain. The other impacts will be reviewed as required under ordinance number 2016-2224, all amounting to approximately 31,969 square feet of total impacts. The property is zoned R5, Suburban Single Family Residence District, and FW Floodway District, and is located at approximately 10100 South 76th Street.
Mr. Deedle.
Not too much more to add to that public hearing notice. You may recall this is not also was on the agenda not too long ago. The preliminary plat was recently approved. This is one of the things that we pointed out in the staff report that they had to follow up and do. I would note that staff is recommending approval of this with a couple of conditions, one of which is floodplain compensation. It's not required by the ordinance, but it is city policy. I believe every time this has happened in the 12 years I've been here, the city has done this. Required floodplain compensation, one for one, for the amount of capacity lost. They have to create that equal amount. I believe the applicant is agreeing to do that. One of the conditions then is also to get the details of what that will entail. Again, this is just for the floodplain impacts. They are impacting other natural resources, wetlands, and buffers. That will be addressed through a separate process that goes directly to the Common Council. If you may recall, that's the alternatives analysis. Instead of doing a natural resource special exception, if it's for public roads and trails, they can go straight to the council and ask for that process, and that's what the applicant is asking for, but they included that information in their packet materials with this. So bottom line, staff is recommending approval with just a couple of conditions.
So for us lay people, there's a floodplain.
They're filling in a small part of it.
And they're
going to
putting a road in there.
Dig a hole to equal that amount.
So, okay. Okay. Public hearing now open on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Yes, sir. We need your name and address, please. For
okay. Joe Holterman, 8032 West Oakwood Road. I guess I have a number of concerns. I'm in favor of the detention ponds. However, I'm very concerned where the outlet is going to be. If it's pointed toward my farm, I'm going to have a huge issue with it. I run some property in Muskego, and they built a subdivision, pointed the overflow in my direction, flood out my land, and the city of Muskego is doing nothing about it. So I want to be on the record for this. I also have another concern about the weeds that are growing in that property. I talked to Shirley, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and filed a complaint. It's giant ragweed that's growing there. They're about 10 feet tall, produce about 10,000 seeds per plant, and glyphosate doesn't kill them anymore. They're becoming glyphosate resistant, and I want them weeds down before they go to seed. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alderman. This is the Alderman Nelson Show.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, District 6, Alderman. I'd like a question, if that's possible, to answer Mr. Holterman's concern, because I've got a couple other things that were brought to my attention, but that wasn't one of them. Now, if that's got to be, I mean, it's a legitimate concern, if that's going to be...
Which one, John?
Well, not about the weeds. I mean, the weeds, we'll have our weed person do that. We're talking about how this is going to spill out, because if it is, that's a concern, he kind of got... Well, he did get shafted by Muskego, so we're looking to not have that happen here. If that can be answered now or can be looked into and answered prior to shoveling the dirt type thing?
What's your pleasure, Mr. Beadle?
I can only give a partial answer now. I believe there's more than one stormwater pond. The big one that's at the northwest corner of their property will drain directly to the creek on their property. There is a smaller one that's closer to 76th Street. It appears that that one also drains to the wetland that's adjacent to the creek on their property. I believe there's at least one more stormwater pond, and I don't know where that one goes.
Mr. O'Donnell, does that meet with what?
Yeah, actually, Mr. Varsky.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's actually two ponds.
Please give us your name and address.
Sure. It's
Eric Obarski with Newman Developments, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. I guess to clarify, first of all, the special uses that we're in front of don't actually affect the storm ponds at all. We're talking about the wetland and the flood buffer and things like that. But the stormwater ponds here are essentially on the north-hand side and do drain into Ryan Creek, and then on the southeast corner, and we'll drain the other direction towards kind of the corner of Oakwood and 76th Street. Regarding the weeds, that's something that we actually just found out about. We were meeting with the prior owner, the prior owners, and were notified of the weeds. And we're actually taking action on that right now. We've contacted some people to try to get the weeds cut and handled. But that was a situation that was just brought to our attention out there. So we're kind of in the planning phases out there. We're not out there not moving dirt. It's not something that we're kind of... familiar with or, you know, abreast of right now. So
thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak on this matter? Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Is the city engineer?
I would make a comment that with the flooding down there, I think a 1-to-1 is the minimum we would want to go. So for every cubic yard that they pull out, they would supply more. I guess I would ask the developer if there is room for more. It might be nice to see more than 1-to-1 if at all possible.
Yeah, we could have Tony look at that. I know that we are a grade. 1-to-1 is doable. There's not a lot of grade out there, so being able to get the 1-to-1, it's because we're not allowed to just take a big hole. It kind of create a natural escape. So
sure.
We won't provide as much compensatory storage as we can.
The area down there does have flooding issues, so it'd be nice, whatever we can, to pull out as much, make as much as we can.
Let me modify what you just said. The area around that area has flooding problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
Commissioner Hannon? Okay. So we have two motions on this matter. Relative to the public hearing on the special use, is there a motion? No. Which one do you want?
That includes the number one.
Look at that. You did cross it off. I'll add it in.
Okay.
Sir, Mr. City Attorney.
And there was a redraft resolution handed out to the members this evening with a change to paragraph three, and all it does is update that pro forma paragraph with regard to relatively recent change in Wisconsin statutes with regard to cannot any longer on a subdivision development require a letter of credit. It's up to the developer whether or not a letter of credit or performance bond be provided. And so the language has changed accordingly.
Okay, given that, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow for a road and stormwater management pond within the 100-year floodplain with one-to-one...
Or better.
Minimum one-to-one.
With a minimum of one-to-one, we call that mitigation?
Yes.
Mitigation of the floodplain for use upon a property located at approximately 10100 South 76th Street, Oakwood, at Ryan Creek.
So moved. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mayor voted aye. Okay. Item D1, business matters. We're out of public hearings. D1 is a final plat for Aspen Woods Subdivision. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Again, this should be familiar. Not too long ago, the city approved the preliminary plat. Now they've brought forward the final plat. No significant changes. About half the conditions from the preliminary plat have been addressed. Some of them are being carried forward into this resolution as well. For those that have not been addressed yet, staff is recommending approval with those conditions. There are three small conditions and one suggestion. The new conditions are a small revision to one of the notes on the plat, and that the other two conditions are that open space buffer easement and conservation easements have to be approved and recorded. Those are the only new conditions. Other than the boiler template conditions, there are some new ones. Those are standard. The suggestion, though, staff is suggesting that they revise the boundary of their phasing. They have a two-phased approach for the development of the subdivision. Staff is suggesting that it be revised, the boundary of that first phase be revised to include the lots that are adjacent to both entrance and slash exits from that subdivision. So there'd be two ways to get in and out if, for some reason, it took a while to finish off the subdivision plat. However, I do have to point out by state law, if they don't make any changes in plat, which they haven't, we can't add any new conditions unless they agree to it. It's my understanding they do not agree to that suggestion, and that's why it's only a suggestion.
And the reason for that suggestion is just that you merely want to access from two points.
Two ways in and out, just in case it took a long time to finish this off.
And the fire chief, the fire department had no recommendations?
This was engineering and planning staff that caught this at the last minute.
Matt, anything?
I can address the question.
Questions for staff or the applicant? Any questions from
Commissioner? Just clarity of
Commissioner
state law prohibits it, but we can add it in.
No, we can only add new things if they make changes between the preliminary and the final plats. Then we can add new conditions and revised conditions. They have not made those changes, so we can't add anything new. The only stuff that is new is the standard boilerplate language, that they have to pay all fees and those kinds of things. So that's why it's only a suggestion.
Mr. City Engineer?
Nope. Staff looked at it, and like I said, kind of last minute after looked at it two or three times and said, hey, maybe we should think about this. And it's not a real concern, but it would be nice.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a final plat for Aspenwood subdivision at approximately 50 South 51st Street and West Putes Road? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The mayor votes aye. Matt, when are we planning on a dirt rolling?
Groundbreaking ceremony is July 31st, I believe. So we can get our permits.
Be welcome. Excellent. Thank you. Item D2, Menards addition of a warehouse space on Speedway Drive. Mr. Deagle.
Thank you. This was before the Plan Commission as well. I was tabled. There were a couple of two things that the Plan Commission was asking for. One was a neighborhood meeting, and also discussed was a revision of a financial plan. So this is, again, a site plan amendment and a land combination. Staff had no problems with the land combination. The site plan amendment, they're adding that warehouse on the east side of the property close to Highway 100. The neighborhood meeting, because this is adjacent to the condominium development to the south, my understanding, they had a meeting, and the only one there was the owner and the applicant. And in the financial plan is included in your company. So staff is recommending approval with the same conditions as before. Although I believe a couple of them have been addressed, the biggest ones would be some revisions to the lighting plan, approval of the stormwater plan, and just a reminder that any signage would need separate review.
The one thing that I asked for in this financial plan I didn't see, which was the analysis of the economic benefits of some other development on this marketable parcel as opposed to a warehouse building. That was not in that plan. And there remains on this parcel how big of an acreage? Does anybody know?
Is 3.57
acres?
Yes.
Why don't you come on up to the microphone, please? And give us your name and address, please.
Yep, Nick Brenner, 5101 Menard Drive, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Mr. Brenner, do you have any idea of any plans for that 3.57 acres?
As of right now, we're just going to hold on to it. It's becoming more of an issue of access for any potential development of that lot. It's going to be a little bit more challenging, and the grading out there is getting a little bit more difficult as you start compacting it to the east. So right now it's not going to be listed for sale. I think we actually took it off our for market package right now because we need it for our new store expansion.
Which is why I wasn't real excited about this warehouse project, because that screws up access.
Yeah, and in a perfect world, I'm with you. It would have been great to utilize this as an outlaw, get another user in here. But in a perfect world, we wouldn't have to expand our storage in order to compete with the online giants and have more storage so we can have things online or on hand. So I'm with you. It's not the best scenario, but it is the best thing that we can come up with to make sure that our store stays competitive with the retail market that's ever so changing.
Questions from the commission? Mr. City Engineer.
You weren't looking this way. Staff brought up to me today that they brought up something that probably not enough to deny it tonight, but they did want me to get the message out loud and clear into February that they sent an email to Plain. I believe it was forwarded on to someone at Menards regarding the fact that the wrap permit is not valid, has expired. And so one must be obtained prior to any land disturbance, and they checked today, and it still hasn't been done. And I guess there's some other drainage issues they've been have a level of frustration with. So they want me to make sure I get that message out loud and clear that we fully expect to see drainage complied with.
Absolutely. No problems there.
there a condition we want to add for that? Nope.
I think we have a general condition about all permits and everything before they can break ground, but this has been hanging out there for a while.
What's that stemming from? Just the overall development or the last expansion or?
I would assume it's from the, so you're disturbing more than 1 acre.
Yep.
So unless the previous wrap permit is still valid and it's not, new wrap must be obtained from DNR prior to land disturbance.
Yep, and those definitely will be.
Okay, I'm not happy. Alderman.
How long has this been that it hasn't been complied with? When did it expire?
Well, I would imagine it probably expired with the previous expansion, but usually when they send the notice out early on, it happens pretty quickly in preparation.
What does WRAP stand for?
Wisconsin, it's the land disturbance activity from DNR.
That usually gets closed out after every remodel. Once you stabilize the site, that gets closed out.
Once it's stabilized, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's not a non-compliance issue.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a matter of approval lapsing.
Okay.
It's just they're typically applied for earlier, I guess, when we.
Yeah. So you're talking for the upcoming one, absolutely, we will get the DNR permit and get that taken care of.
And what's the value of the addition again?
Are you talking how much we're spending or the taxable value? Because taxable value is very hard to come up with. That would have to be up to the
what's
assessor.
The construction value? 1.7
million? Yep.
Alderman Nelson?
Address again? We can let that one slide on the 6th.
I'll let it slide.
I just had one. Well, I had an opportunity with the Menards people, not this gentleman behind me, that put together the public meeting, I should say. It was not heavily attended. It was myself and the Menards person. I took that opportunity, though, to get an education on the project, some of the things that they're going to be doing. The only, which was kind of ironic, the one thing that I had gotten a call on was the question of how close it's going to be to Highway 100. And that was the big thing that day I had. And I believe almost 2 acres in between the building and Highway 100. I mean, it was a substantial amount.
3.71.
And then also that there's going to be the trees planted that are going to be running all the way to Highway 100 as a buffer. So with that said, in my opinion, Menards has been fantastic to deal with. Every time I've called or they've reached out to me, it's been very positive, so I support this project.
All I'm going to say is the Planning Commission is charged with highest and best use. In my opinion, this ain't it. Is that enough to vote against it? We have two motions, one on land combination. Is there a motion recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax key 704-1007-000 and 704-1010-001 at 10925 West Speedway Drive. Is there a motion? Is there a motion on a land combination? Hearing no motion. Is there a motion? Is there a motion to recommend denial? Hearing no motions, that item fails to be acted on. So, given that, we don't have an item B. Is that correct, Mr. City Attorney?
That's correct, because they have to go together.
Okay.
Put it over to the next meeting.
I don't know if that'll solve anything. Is there a wish to put it over?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to lay over till July 17th, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? I suppose I'll vote aye on that. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.